November 12th or something, I did a Chinese class.
Bhaktya vahina haya parada lakshay chiptasya kamari tarangamari kripa maitvam sharanam prapadyam brinde namaste charanaravindam tvaivasmi najivami tam vina Iti vigyai radhe tam nayamam chantike. First I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipful Diksha Gurudev, Nichalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Astotara Siddhashi Shima Chila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. Namaste, I am the
teacher of
And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev, Om Vishnupad Astotara Satishi Shima Chila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. To all of our disciplic succession and all the assembled devotees. Do I speak short? Short things? I mean, what's best for you?
They have to be.
Oh, it's simultaneous?
Okay. I don't think everybody has.
Alright, okay. First of all, I'm very honored to be here with all of you. You look like very sincere devotees, even though most of you are so new. Shripad Vaishnava Maharaj was very kind enough to give me the opportunity to have your association. So I'm sort of hoping that we could have this meeting be quite interactive. I know you've been hearing about the holy places, and Shripad Vaishnava Maharaj said that sometimes because your machines don't work so well, you want to hear more about the holy places. And I think it was Indira Didi who mentioned that you all received the sheets with the rules and regulations, and you might have some questions about that. Many of you just took Harinam and Diksha initiations, and you might have questions about that. So is it alright if I open it up to them and then you can tell me how to direct everything?
I think much more etiquette of
it.
Something specific that can guide me.
Okay.
We want to know something we have to notice here in the Holy Dhamma. What we have to be care about. Because yesterday maybe some devotees have washed their feet on Brother Kun, which is considered to be very offensive. But no one mentioned this to them before, and then they don't know.
I know that you all want to do everything just right for your advancement in bhakti.
我知道大家都希望能够在就是所作所为的话对我们的奉爱都是一个有所帮助的。
And you want to think in the right way, and you want to pray in the right way, and have the right mood.
希望自己也有正确的行为正确的一种祈祷以及
So that you experience the most advancement in this few days remaining here in the Dham.
所以大家希望能够在最近剩下的几天的话能够有就是一种体验。
And so that you can take the Dham home with you in your memories and hearts back to China.
然后在离开回到中国之前的话能够把这些东西带回去。
Srila Gurudev often quotes Srila Rupa Goswami's verse about the essence of all advice. That is, one should chant about the holy name, fame, form, qualities, pastimes, glories of the Dham of the Lord. Twenty-four hours a day, singing the names and the qualities and remembering the pastimes of those names and qualities. Under the guidance of the residents of Vrindavan, Krishna and his associates and mother and father and friends and gopis,
而且在牧女姑娘的就是说在温达本的居民牧女姑娘还有等等的指点之下。
And under the guidance of their associates, that is the same personalities who are Krishna's mothers, fathers, friends, and beloveds in the form of acharyas and sadhaks, like Srila Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, down to our present guru.
也是就是说内在身份是这些灵性居民的，而实际上以阿查亚就是灵性导师，或是就是说我们先前这些像包括沙米等等的这些灵性导师形象显现这些导师。
And one should do this while living in Vrindavan.
一个人在 Vrindavan 的话应该做这些东西在这些导师的指点下去从事灵修。
And if it's not possible to live in Vrindavan by body, then by mind.
一个人如果不能够在心意在实际上留住在 Vrindavan 的话起码在心意上应该这样做。
As you may know, most of the parikrama is being televised on the internet.
那么大家都知道的话大部分的这个朝拜的话在这个就是我们的网站上也有的。
And Vasanti Didi here, who's one of the televisers, put the microphone to Gurudev the other morning.And asked him if he had any message for all the devotees around the world who were listening but couldn't be here in the Dham.
Could
not be here physically. Yeah, it was the mobile phone. So Gurudev said in the phone that everyone should go on parikrama by mind. So if one cannot live in Vrindavan physically, then one can do so by mind. So how to think about the Dham and the pastimes and personalities is a very, very good and important question and topic. Srila Gurudev was, on the night that he called on Sripad Vaishnava Maharaj to speak about the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Gurudev himself quoted a certain verse.
那么我 际情哈，上次呢 ，Blue Day 呢叫帕帕希拉文化去讲了哈，麻帕库呢显现的原因的时候呢，他提到了哈一些细节。
Araju Bhagavan Brajeshatamayas Tadhama Vrindavanam, that is Krishna, who is the son of Mother Yasoda, is my most worshipable deity, and his dham, Sri Vrindavan Dham, is equally worshipable, just like Krishna. Krishna, who is the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, is my only worshipable deity.
Is
equally worshipable to me.
那么呢，像就像 Krishna 哈，是那Yashoda 妈妈的这个爱子，那么他是我的值得崇拜的神像。那么同样，他的圣地 Vrindavan 的话呢，也一样值得我的崇拜。
As you've heard, Radha and Krishna are the supreme absolute truth. There's nothing existing outside of them.
那么这 Radha Krishna 的话呢，是至尊的绝对真理哈，在此之外的话呢，没有他者。
Krishna is the Advaita Gyan Paratattva. He is the one without a second absolute.
那么 Krishna 被称为的哈，独一而无二的这个呢哈，绝对的真理。
And he is the supreme enjoyer, and he has desire to enjoy.
那么他呢是被称为的哈自尊的享受者，而他有种愿望呢想享受。
And his desire to enjoy manifests as Srimati Radhika.
那么他呢这种享受的愿望的话呢，展示为哈 Srimati Radhika.
So he is the supreme powerful, and she is the supreme power.
那么他呢哈是自尊的能者，而另外一个呢是自尊的能量。
He is the supreme energetic source of all existence, and she is the supreme energy. All existence is energy, and it's all manifested from her.
那么呢 ，Krishna 是呢哈，所有的这个万事万物的这个呢哈，就是说呢这个能就是拥有能力的能者哈。那么 Radharani 呢是呢是所有能量的总和。
So the supreme powerful and the supreme power are one.Just like I have some power, I have some energy, and that's non-different from me.
那么能者和那这个能量的话呢，是呢没有分别的。
So in order to enjoy, they have that one became two, and have enjoying pastimes together.
那么呢，是因为呢去想就是成就这种哈，就是说呢这种呢享乐了。那么一分而为二。
So those pastimes are a transformation of the love that they have.
那么这种消耗时光的话呢，就是他们之间的这种爱的交流了。
And they're both the embodiment of love.
而且他们两者的话，都是呢这个爱的一种的话体现。
So these pastimes, their relationship, their loving exchanges, have to take place somewhere, and that place is called the Dham.
那么这些消耗时光的话，必然有一个哈上演地点，那么这个地点呢，就被称为呢哈 Dham。
So that dham is non-different from Radha and Krishna.
那么这个 dham 的话呢，哈，这个地点的话呢，就跟 Radha Krishna 是。
It's non-different from their love.
也跟他们的爱哈，之间爱是没有分别的。
Even walking around the dham is like worshipping the deity.
就像呢哈，在圣地的这个 dham 哈，就是行走的时候呢，也类似于呢哈，崇拜神像。
So in response to Chandrika Didi's question, how to see everything in the dham like Radha Kund, Shyam Kund.Kusum Sarovara and all the other places.
那么我们应该如何就像呢陈俊凯弟弟刚才呢提到了哈，如何去看待在圣地的一切哈，包括呢像 Radha Kund 哈、Shyam Kund 以及呢哈 Kusum Sarovara 这些地点。
To help me, I think that this dham is Radha and Krishna themselves, the deity themselves.
那么的话，为了帮助我们的话呢，我们可以认为哈，这个圣地这个 dham 的话呢，就是呢 Radha Krishna 哈这个神像本人。
They've taken the form of the dham in order to play in.
他以哈这个 dham 的形象的话呢哈，就是说显现呢，以去呢哈玩耍。
Just like we heard on the first night that we came to Govardhan, that Govardhan is ultimately a manifestation of Radharani's heart.
那么今天我们来到过瓦丹山第一天哈，那么讲经的时候就提到了过瓦丹山呢是呢哈 Radharani 这个内心的一种展示。
And all the trees and the animals, they're all also manifestations.Of her heart.
那么包括哈、啊、所有这些动物啊哈，还有树丛啊等等的、啊，那么都是呢 Radharani 的内心的展示。
Because she is the supreme giver of joy to Krishna. As was mentioned last night, she is Govinda Mohini and Govinda Nandini. She is the sole giver of pleasure and enchantment to Krishna. So she manifests as subdivisions of herself. She is the supreme internal energy, and she manifests as personalities of that internal energy, marginal energy, the living entities, and also as this material world.
Also manifests
from her as the supreme
internal energy.
And the all the residents of Vrindavan, the
bhakti that they feel from the devotion and love and ecstasy that they feel towards Krishna is also coming from her. So if we see all the places in the Dham in that light, then automatically we'll be as respectful as we are when we're worshipping the deities. So this paper that you received the other day with all the rules and regulations is not to scare us and make us nervous wrecks. But to gradually transform our hearts so that we can have a worshipful and respectful and honorable mood everywhere we go with everyone in the Dham and with all of our associates as well.
那么呢，这种哈，这个我们哈有拥有一种呢哈比较恭敬的心态啊，我们所去的地点呢哈，包括呢我们所交往的哈的人呢等等的，培养这种呢哈心态转换这种心态。So
therefore, when we go to any pond or any river in the Dham,
所以呢，当我们去到这些圣湖啊，或者是呢任何一个河流啊等等。First,
we put the holy waters on our heads.
首先我们应该好先做呢这个呢哈，把水呀就洒到自己头上哈。
And that purifies our head,
which means our brain and our mind from all misconceptions.
那么先净化我们的脑袋哈，净化我们的心意的，就是说呢，从呢所有的这些误解哈、错误的概念里面呢，就是脱离出来哈，先净化头。
And what is that misconception? That I am the body and everything relation to the body is mine. And all the people are meant for my enjoyment. So when we put the water on our head, not only the water, but when we go to dry land, like the sand, the grass of Kusham Sarovara or any other place, then we also put the earth on our head.
所以不管我们是在湖里面撒水到我们头上，还是去到一些干的地方，比如用沙撒在自己头上。
And that earth, if you look at it from another angle, or the water, or the rivers, they're all manifestations of Balaram.
那么呢，这些圣水也好，还是圣就是那泥土也好，都是那Balaram的一种展示。
Because he's the predominating deity of all the abodes of the Lord, all the incarnations' abodes. So every particle of dust has the full power of Balaram, who is the source of all the incarnations, including Mahavishnu, who breathes in and out universes.
所以呢，每圣地呢哈，每片领土的话呢，都有呢哈，Balaram的这个灵在的。它呢，而它呢哈，是所有这个化身的源头，包括呢哈，这个Mahavishnu。
So whether we're at a pond like Radhakund, or a river like Jamuna, or just the land of any holy place.
所以呢，我们去到哈，像那些湖啊 ，Radhakund 或是杨木脑河，还是那些哈，任何一个地点的时候。
Then we put some of that water or land on our heads to purify our mind and our brain.
所以呢，我们把哈这圣水等等的哈，圣泥啊，抹在自己头上的话呢，是为了哈净化我们的心意。
So that our intelligence and power of discrimination become spiritual, which means always for the satisfaction of Krishna and our Gurudev.
我们的智慧的话呢，哈，就变得灵性化了，总是呢，哈，想着呢，取悦呢，哈 ，Krishna 或者 Gurudev.
And then we put some water or land on our eyes.
然后有时候我们呢，我们会把一些水哈，或者一些圣泥的话呢，抹在自己的眼睛上。
And that purifies our vision.
那么这能够净化我们的视域哈，我们的眼睛。
Remember the funny and at the same time sad story that Gurudev told this morning about Astavakra Rishi.
那么今天早上 Gurudev 讲这个笑话哈，就是这个圣德哈，这个八处哈扭曲啊，这个畸形的圣德 Astavakra Rishi 的这个故事，这是非常好笑哈，也是很悲伤的事实。
He laughed louder than anybody, but he said, "Actually, I'm laughing in sorrow."
那么呢，这个圣哲说哈，我笑得比你们都大声哈，但是呢，实际上呢，我是以一种然后悲伤的心情然后来回应你们笑的。
I thought I was coming to an assembly of sages, but I've come to an assembly of cobblers who only see skin, leather. Is this good leather or bad leather?
我之前哈以为呢是参加了圣人的聚会，但是呢来到这里哈却呢。是来到一群哈修鞋匠哈这里的聚会啊，就大家都只是看这张皮呀哈。
So our eyes now are only seeing skin.
所以呢，实际上我们眼睛呢也是一样的哈，就是只是看到皮毛。
I like this person's skin. I don't like that person's skin.
比如说，我喜欢这个人这张皮哈，那个人这张皮我不喜欢。
Or I like what that person, I like this, what this place looks like. I don't like what that place looks like. I like what this prasadam looks like. I don't like what that prasadam looks like.
比如说呢，我希望哦，我喜欢这个地方哈，我不喜欢那个地方。我喜欢这个 prasadam， 我不喜欢那个。
So our eyes get purified by the water and the dust of the ponds and land of the dam.
所以的话呢，我们的眼睛哈也可以同样得到呢哈，这个 dam 哈，这个圣地的话呢，它的水或者是圣泥啊，这个净化。
So that ultimately we can see only Radha and Krishna and Mother Yasoda and the cows and their pastimes everywhere we look.
那么这时候的话，就是说呢，最终来说的话呢，你就只看到了哈 Radha Krishna 以及呢 Yasoda 妈妈哈，还有所有牧牛童啊，这些笑话时光的展示了。
And then because I see Krishna everywhere and in everyone and in everyone's heart and everyone's body and everyone's mind.Then I automatically honor and respect and help everybody automatically.
当你看到了 Krishna 的遍全万有哈，看到了他在众生的心中啊，在每个人心里面，在每个人的心里面，这时候你会自然的哈，对众生呢有种的恭敬的心态，而且呢哈，希望去呢帮助他们。
So as you know, because a lot of Chinese people and other countries too are into yoga and exercises.
那么我知道哈，中国有很多中国人，或者说哈，其他西方人也是一样的哈，很多的哈热衷于的瑜伽哈，瑜伽的这个练习。
And tell me if I'm wrong, Madhavi, that when you do an exercise, you don't do the exercise and think of the television show that you watched the previous night.
那么他就问 Madhavi 哈，他说呢，就是说如果呢，我们呢练这个瑜伽时候呢。起码哈，脑子呢不应该是想着哈这个电视剧也好这些东西，电视的东西。
But you're thinking of what this exercise is doing for me.
而那是想着哈，我做这个瑜伽动作对我自己的哈有什么好处
？Oh, it's stretching out my such and such muscles so that the blood will flow and the air will flow and all the health will get better automatically.
或者是呢，做瑜伽动作的时候想着哈，这一块的血循环会有更好哈，或者是呢气机流畅啊，对我身体有了很好。
And even I think it was Nandanandan Prabhu who told me that after taking prasadam, then you sit quietly and think how the prasadam is being digested, not that you just jump up and start doing something else. So everything that's happening physically becomes more powerful when it's accompanied by the right thoughts.
那么呢，南达哈，其实以前也跟那个弟弟呢提过了哈，就说呢，如果吃完饭后的话呢，应该是静静的坐着哈，要这不沙的哈，就是下去，而不是呢哈乱跳乱蹦。 那么同样的是哦，我们呢如果做任何事情呢，有个基本的概念在脑袋里面的话呢，会让这些事情哦更加有效率。
Like for example, when we do any devotional activity like water tulsi or pick tulsi, we also say mantras and think about the meaning of those mantras as we're doing the activity.
就像我们做任何事情啊，比如说呢哈，去给兔洗浇水或者那个摘那个兔洗的叶子，那么这些东西这些活动的话呢，都伴随着某种曼陀罗哈，就是讲一些曼陀罗呢才做的。
If I'm offering Krishna some bhoga.And I'm saying Shrim Klim Radha Krishna Abhyam Swaha, then I'm not thinking of some conversation that I had with somebody who insulted me yesterday.
那么我们在供奉 Radha Krishna 食物的时候呢，我们肯定呢是念诵哈，请求呢 Radha Krishna 来接受这个 Prasada 这个哈这个曼陀罗，而不是呢想着昨天哈跟某某人哈吵架了，他骂了我一顿。
But rather, I endeavor by inquiry to find out what the mantra means, what each word of the mantra means, and then I think that as I'm putting the plate with the tulsi leaves on the altar.
而正确的方式呢，是当你呢哈在摆在神台上呢摆这个哈tu xi放tu xi或者是呢这个贡品的时候呢，你应该想着哈相关的曼陀罗的含义。
So similarly, when I'm putting the dust or the water on my head and on my eyes.I'm thinking what the benefits are and how powerful the Dham is.
所以当我们哈去呢用那个圣水哈净化我们的头或者是眼睛的时候呢，也要想着哈这个东西这个圣地的话呢是非常的有力量的。
And simultaneously, I become overwhelmed with joy without any separate endeavor.
那么这样子的话呢哈，你不需要一个特别的努力的话呢，都感觉到一种呢喜乐。
And at the same time, I pray.That please let this effect happen fully so that I can be completely transformed to be a completely pure servant of my Gurudev and ultimately Radha and Krishna.
那么我们会有一种祈祷哈，希望呢这些东西哈能够呢发生效用，让我们呢真正转化成哈 Krishna 或 Gurudev 的哈这个呢真诚纯粹的仆人。
I may be thinking, for example, that Krishna told Radharani, suppose I'm at Kushan Sarovara, where Krishna saw Radharani picking flowers.
就像我们在那 Kushan Sarovara 这个地方哈，昨天去的，可能大家都没有听到那些经。那么就讲到哈 ，Radharani 在那里的采花。
And he's saying, "Who are you who's destroying my garden by picking so many flowers? You and your thousands of sakis."
Who
are you? Krishna said to Radha.
Who are you? You are destroying my.
Yeah, who are you who's destroying all my garden here by picking all the flowers?
那么呢 ，Krishna 就对 Radharani 说哈，他说你是哪一位哈？你在这里把我的花哈都糟蹋了。
And then she says, "What do you mean who I am? You don't know who I am?"
那么 Radharani 说哈，你说这话什么意思哈？你不知道我是谁吗
？And he said, "If I knew who you were, would I be asking you who you are?"
那么 Radharani 说哈，我如果知道你是谁，我还要问吗？
Why this conversation doesn't really make any sense, does it? Sounds not so important.
那么实际上这些对话的话呢，你说有什么意思呢？哈，好像听起来没什么重要的。
But then again, when girls and boys meet who aren't supposed to meet, they don't say important things. It's just an excuse to talk.
男男女女哈在一起的时候的话呢，哈，他们呢说些话呢，实际上没什么太大意思的，只是呢哈就是聊聊天而已，说说话。
But underneath that pleasant joking talk.Is an unlimited ocean of philosophy and established truths.
但是呢，在这些对话哈背后的话呢，哈会有很多的哈一些哲学或者是很多那些一些东西哈在里面的。
Who are you, anyway? Who's destroying my garden?
比如说呢，哈你是谁哈？为什么来这里哈？把糟蹋我这花园哈，我的花朵。
It's a fact. Krishna doesn't know.The glory of Srimati Radhika.
那么实际上也真的是哈 ，Krishna 并不能够真正的明白呢哈 ，Radharani 的荣耀。
As you've been hearing, Krishna said that her, even though I am Purnananda Moy, the entire universe can become drowned in bliss just by an atom of the bliss that emanates from my body.
那么尽管哈，就是说整个世界哈都会沉醉在呢，因为 Krishna 哈这个呢呼吸啊哈，沉醉在喜乐之中啊。
But I am completely bewildered and overwhelmed by Radharani's love.
但是呢，我哈就 Krishna 说，我完全的沉醉在 Radharani 的爱之中。
In ecstasy, I forget who I am, where I am, what I'm supposed to be doing. And this is the person whose mere part of a part of a part is breathing in and out millions of universes.
This is the person
whose mere part of a part of a part is breathing in and out millions of universes. He's saying that I forget who I am or where I am when in front of Radharani.
那么呢 ，Krishna 说哈，当他呢与 Radharani 在一起的时候呢，他完全忘记了哈自己呢是谁啊，身处何处等等的。而这个人的话呢哈，他一呼一吸之间的话呢，就可以呢创造毁灭呢数以千百万计个哈个宇宙。
She becomes just like the wind, who be she. He says that she is just like the wind, who is the dancing teacher of the leaves. When the wind blows around and around.It makes all the leaves blow around and around, and the leaves are just completely controlled.
那么这里面的话有个比喻的话，就像 Radharani 就像风一样哈，而呢，风的话就像呢，就是呢哈，这个树叶哈，这个舞蹈的老师了哈，风吹的时候啊，那个树叶哈就乱摆乱动。
So when he says, "Who are you, who's picking all my flowers?" It has so much philosophical depth.
那么哈，他说你是谁哈，把我的花都采了，而且呢哈，你还有这么多的哈哲学的深度。
So when I put on the earth, the dust, and the water on my head and my eyes, then I pray that all of that tattva and all of the pastimes and personalities in that dust seeps fully in to completely change my eyes and completely change my brain and.So that putting in positive thoughts and prayerful appeal into the to add to the actual act of it. We were saying about how every activity is accompanied by positive thoughts to make it powerful. So accompanying my putting the water or dust in my eyes and head, I am praying. I'm thinking what it's doing.And I'm praying that it will do it to its full extent.
那么当我们哈就是说呢，做这些就是比如说啊，在就是说呢，在净化我们的头部哈眼睛的时候，用圣水圣泥啊，那么我们可以哈向着这些圣地哈这些就是人格化身也好，在里面的祈祷哈，希望它能够呢哈完全的起效哈，改变我们。
And by that, I become overwhelmed with gratitude.
那么这个时候呢哈，你会充满一种那种感激啊。
So then.I put the dust or the water in my mouth, some in my mouth.
这时候你可以用一些圣水哈放在自己的嘴唇上，或者是嘴里面。
And then I think about the pastimes of that place and pray that it is happening, and I pray that it happens fully, that it's going in the mouth and spreading all over the body to completely change my karma.So that all the impediments that I'm due, I'm supposed to get millions of births of impediments because I'm so sinful, that please adjust it so that I can very quickly just be your servant.
那么呢，我们哈在净化我们的口的时候呢，我们也希望能够冥想哈，希望这个地方哈展示这些消耗时光哈，它有所有东西哦，能够呢哈渗透到我们内心中啊。去改变我们的卡玛哈，我们的业报啊，因为我们生生世世以来，我们呢哈有很多的罪孽，所以这些东西进去的话呢，能够进行呢哈，对我们进行一种调整，让我们能够成为哈一个真实无为的一个呢仆人。
And knowing that these activities of the dust and the water are qualifying me to become the maid servant of Radharani.
而且希望哈这些圣水哈圣泥的话，能让我有资格哈成为呢 Radharani 的这个仆人女仆啊。
And I'm simultaneously praying that in let Radharani's happiness be my happiness, her sadness be my sadness. Not that I'm taking happiness and pleasure in relation to my body and contaminated mind and intelligence.
那么就祈祷的话呢哈，希望 Radharani 的快乐能够是我们的快乐，她痛苦是我的，而不是呢哈。
Just by thinking and meditating and praying all these things, then the wonder comes that what is the significance of all this? Why should I want to be the servant of Radharani?
那么通过这种祈祷的话呢，我们首先呢会询问呢，为什么我要成为呢 Radharani 的仆人？
And that makes me want to inquire from senior devotees more, or from the books more.
这会让我们能够呢去呢向呢这个高阶奉献者或是书本的经典去呢探寻。
And then I find out, for example, Shamarani might share with me, Dasi might share with me, that when she first met Srila Gurudev in 1992,
那这可能
for example, if I ask Shamarani, Dasi, why should I want to become a maidservant of Radharani? What's the big deal?
我会呢哈，比如说问 Shamarani 弟弟哈，就说呢，为什么我要成为呢哈 Radharani 的这个女仆哈，有什么大不了的事呢？
Then she might share with me that when she first met Gurudev in 1992, he said to her, you are pursuing Krishna, but you don't know that if you become an unpaid maidservant of Srimati Radhika, Krishna will pursue you.
那么Gurudev当时呢对呢对Shamarani弟弟就说了他说你不知道的你呢在追逐 Krishna, 但是你不知道呢如果你能够成为呢Radharani 呢这个就是说这个女仆的话呢那么Krishna会倒过来追你的。
God himself, who's mere part of a part of a part of a part, is breathing in and out universes, he will pursue you.
那么他呢这个扩展就不分扩展的扩展的扩展的就能够呢一呼一吸之间就能够创造毁灭宇宙的那个人物他会来呢反过来追你。
So in this way, one thing leads to another, and I find out more, then I appreciate more, and it helps us advance more and more. Then if I'm actually meditating, could I possibly wash my feet in Radhakund? When I'm putting the dust, for example, or the water in my mouth, on my tongue,
比如说我把这个水的话呢放在我的嘴里面放在舌头上面。
Then I'm so grateful thinking, this tongue has been making me travel throughout innumerable universes in horrible weird species for millions of births.
那么他说呢这个舌头话呢伴随我走过了这么多无量生世让我呢就经历这么多生世。
For example, I've been a tomato, I've been an aardvark, I've been a snail, I've been a worm, I've been an elephant, a demigod, and then back to being a bird or a dog.
我们呢经历了很多身世有时候呢有时候身为像那些像土豆儿什么的还有呢就是半神人呢或者是大象鸟啊狗啊什么都有做过虫子
And all for this tongue, this wagging tongue.
这个嘴巴。
So now by putting the dust in my tongue is being purified so that soon, when will that day come that all I'm speaking about is Radha and Krishna's and Mother Yasoda and Subal Saka and Lord Ram and Sita, all their pastimes will be emanating from my tongue.
那么我们在净化我们的舌头的时候呢我们会去祈祷同时从我舌头里面才会流露出这些东西比如说呢像Radha Krishna Yashoda Mama Subhaka 等等消耗时光等等就是说这些同游的消耗时光能从我舌头里面出来
Otherwise I was just reading an interview with Gurudev and a reporter in Australia
This one interview
Yeah
About Gurudev
Yeah. And Gurudev was telling the interviewer that if you eat meat or if you eat the hogs or anything like that, I hear Prabhupada said that in China, they all year they put some dogs in a big pot and then they let the juices come out and they have a big festival every year. Is that true?Oh, yeah, Korea. Yeah, Korea, Vietnam. Yeah. You want to say that?
They put the dead animals into 会太干扰了，如果说去上火，那么可以就是就是
还
有
鼻
子。
They just have snakes in China.
那么他两个老婆不知道哪个国家的，我说不是，可能不是中国吧。他说有的有地方哈，用的动物哈，群动物的话呢，化成那个汁啊哈，液的话呢，就喝这个东西哈。
And how does that all start? By the tongue.
那么这些东西哈。
Let's have a big feast. This is the way to enjoy in our country.
在我们在他们国家也是一样哈，就是说让我们哈去大餐吧，这种哈，这东西都是就从口开始的。
And therefore we pray every time we take prasadam that let this prasadam, we're taking this prasadam to conquer over our tongue, which is so voracious and uncontrollable.
所以的话呢，我们荣耀prasadam的时候呢，也祈祷哈，希望呢这个prasadam能够呢哈，去让我们呢，就是说呢，让我们的克服啊，它这种哈舌头这种冲动。
So when I'm taking the dust in my mouth, the water in my mouth, I'm thinking what,the power of this dust and water is going to do.
所以呢，当我们哈去呢哈，就是说呢，把呢这圣水或圣灵呢放到我们口中的时候呢，要想象哦，它呢应该对我们有什么作用。
We heard the other night from Gurudev that the because Sita couldn't control her tongue, there was a whole big war where millions of people died.
那么呢，前天昨天啊，前天啊，Gurudev在讲课的时候提到的哈，因为 Sita 的话呢哈 ，Sita 呢不能控制舌头啊。所以他最后呢，导致了哈一个大战。
And because Draupadi couldn't control her tongue and she made fun of somebody, there was the Mahabharat war where millions of people died.
那么呢哈，这样呢，因为 Draupadi 也不能控制舌头了哈，因为他侮辱了这个哈对方了，侮辱了敌方了，所以呢，就导致了 Mahabharata 这场的大战役哈，有数亿百就是数亿的人哈来呢就牺牲了。
And we could think in our own lives how.Just when I said the wrong thing, it caused me and someone else so much grief.
那么也我们可以想象，我们这一辈子里面哈，就那么就是说呢，出口不慎的话呢，会导致自己哈和别人呢是非常痛苦的。
So again, I'm meditating along with taking the dust and the water of the holy places on what the benefit is, and I pray for that benefit.
所以的话，我们去呢哈，就想着呢，把圣地哈，就圣水啊、圣泥啊放在我们的这个身上的时候呢，有什么哈这个效果的时候呢，我们去祈祷这些东西。
When will my tongue be engaged in the pastimes of the Lord, and bring my whole body, my whole? When will I get my spiritual body and spiritual tongue, so that I'm a participant in Radha and Krishna's pastimes as a servant of Radharani?
就什么时候我们才能够得到哈我们的灵性身体，这个身体的话呢哈，去呢参与的 Radha Krishna 逍遥时光。
So then I put this dust and the water on my heart.
然后呢，我们把这个水哈，是你呢，放在自己的心上。
So that all of my love and all of my emotions are directed towards my Gurudev and Radha and Krishna.
那么让我们的情感哈，让我们的心的话呢，指向了 Gurudev 和呢 Radha Krishna.
So in this way, I do the activity, rolling in the dust. Putting the dust or water on my eyes, head, tongue, and heart, meditating on the benefits and praying for the full benefit.
所以的话呢，我们哈做这些活动啊，无论是哈就把圣水或圣泥放在头上也好，还是嘴上哈，还是心上等等地方呢，我们呢去祈祷呢，它全面的哈这种起效。
And gradually, you'll be given so many classes by the senior devotees like.Maharaj and Nandan Prabhu and others, and then gradually you'll be hearing about the rules and regulations and why.
那么逐渐的话呢，有些高阶的奉献者呢，哈，像 Vaishnava 的Nandan Prabhu 哈等等呢，都会呢给一些课程哈，就是说呢，讲述到这些的话，为什么要有这些规矩在那里
？Not to scare us, but to change our hearts and minds and tongue, so that we can honor.Radha and Krishna and all their devotees and all living entities appropriately.
那么其实这规矩的话呢，并不是呢哈为了吓唬我们的，而是呢哈要我们呢有一种呢哈就修正我们哈，让我们对呢这些地点呢哈，这些圣地啊，或者是对众生呢哈有一个呢恰当的一种呢哈想思维哈，或者是的态度。
If I can do that, Mahaprabhu says that I can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. If I honor all living beings according to their quality, and I never desire any respect from anybody, then I can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. And then I no longer live in this world, and when I become perfect, just by my looking at someone or being anywhere, everyone else around me becomes purified. Srila Prabhupada writes in the Nectar of Devotion that actually there's only one rule and regulation. And that is to always remember Krishna under all circumstances. But then whenever there's a rule, there's an automatic negative rule that goes with it, like do this and don't do that. So the do this is to always remember Krishna, because he's everywhere and always. And there's no one besides him. So everywhere and at all times, we remember and glorify Krishna. And the prohibitive rule is not to forget him even for a moment. And all the other rules and regulations are only to help us with that one main rule and regulation. So Chandrika Didi, did that answer your question?
Okay.
Are there any other questions, and how long does this go? So what time? Okay. Any other question?
Some of them maybe said yesterday they came to rather good. They didn't, you know, they put the feet on the good. They want to, you know, how to make the offense, how to remove this offense. They want to come to the good again.
So you all took bath, but how can you not take bath without putting your feet in?
Yeah, they didn't take a whole bath, but just like...
Oh, waded in it.
And just to put the feet on them. They didn't take a full bath.
Oh, I see. Okay. Huh? All right, so those who only put the feet in, and you want to know how to rectify the offense, that's the question? It's not really such an offense because you didn't know. If we know and do it, then that's really a big offense. But still we want to, still with a pure heart, we want to become free from all offenses, and we want to do everything in such a way that we advance very quickly in Krishna consciousness. And that's your desire. So then we can take shelter of all the songs. You have a very nice songbook in Chinese now. And that's what all the songs are about. There are songs praying for direct service. There are songs expressing lamentation and humility. There are songs asking for ecstatic symptoms while chanting. There are songs asking to be able to respect all living beings according to their status and quality. There are songs praying for the power to be merciful, the power to have mercy. And songs asking to be free from knowing and unknowing offenses. So because we're really desirous to get to the perfect place, and we don't want to stop until we get there. Just like Gurudev said this morning, even when there's a delay in success, don't stop being enthusiastic about all the principles that give advancement. He said this morning that even if because of so many births of sinful activities, I'm overwhelmed by various obstacles to bhakti. What are some obstacles? Maybe I can't control my anger. Anytime anything doesn't go my way, I become angry, furious. My health is so bad, I can hardly stay awake when I'm chanting or even in Gurudev's class. As soon as I hear something or read something, I immediately forget it. Everybody hates me and I know it. Well, I think that everybody hates me. And it makes me paranoid wherever I go. That nobody insecure. Or I'm so beautiful, rich, and influential that everybody loves me, and I'm just overwhelmed about how everybody loves me. That's an impediment. And I know I should not be intoxicated by the fact that everybody touches my feet everywhere I go, but I still am. I can't help it. So these are a variety of obstacles in bhakti. So Gurudev was saying this morning that despite the bombardment, the avalanche of obstacles, still I'm enthusiastic to do everything to help me advance. So all the problems that we could possibly have, they're all talked about by our acharyas in the songs. And if I can realize what I consider is an offense, then when I sing the songs, I can remember that and chant with more, sing with more feeling and appeal and helplessness. So your original question, Champakalata Didi, that how can I get free from the offense of putting my feet in Radhakund.
所以呢，像马拉卡呢讲到了哈，如何去免除呢这个哈，就说把脚呢，就是说呢放在呢Radhakund里这种的冒犯。
Pray to Radhakund that.
可以向着Radhakund祈祷。
Please forgive me. I didn't know what I was doing.
那请呢原谅我哈，我不知道呢我刚才的所作所为是这样子。
And please keep your feet, O Radhakund. Please place your feet on my head and my eyes, and my heart, on my tongue, so that I can gradually become a participant in your services to Radha and Krishna.
那么，请你把你的莲花足哈放在我的头上哈，放在我的嘴上哈，放在我的眼睛，放在我的心上，让我呢哈能够有机会去参与呢你对 Radha Krishna 逍遥时光的这个服务。
Sometimes if we offend somebody, then we can't face them. We just want to run away.
有时候呢，我们冒犯某些人的时候呢，我们有这种感觉，就是不想面对这个人，想呢脱离，就逃离开他，避开他。
But that will never work in the path of Krishna consciousness.
但是呢，这在 Krishna 自觉里面，这种呢，就是回避的方式呢，是不能起效用的，你不能这样做的。
Just like suppose I commit an offense to Sri Pad Vaishnav Maharaj. Say it.
就像我呢哈，如果冒犯了呢，是帕帕什纳姆哈吉一样。
I find myself due to past habits, I start talking behind his back and saying stupid things about him.
如果我在背后说他的坏话的话哈。
And then I realize, oh my God, I've just created a big obstacle in my bhakti.
那么我可能会发现自己哈，就是说在我的动脉的这个路途上，我自己给自己设障碍了哈，很大。
Then I run to him and fall at his feet and tell him what I did.And say, please forgive me, and please give me intelligence and devotion, so that I can be free from offenses and serve Gurudev properly. I mean, it's a practical thing that they can relate to because, you know, they associate with him all the time.
那我应该哈，就是说呢，应该呢哈，就是说，顶拜他的莲花主哈，向他呢，就是说呢，恳求他的这个原谅哈，是。
Huh? You go to the person who you realize that you offended or consider that you offended and fall at their feet and tell them what you did and beg for, please, yeah.
所以我们如果冒犯了任何人也应该是这样做的哈，应该去呢这个人莲花底下顶拜，并且呢恳求啊他的宽恕，就是你知道你做错了什么。
Not only him, but to anybody.Anyone in, that we know. So similarly, when we sing the songs, we can not be afraid to face the person in the song and just fall at their feet and say, please forgive me, I'm creating impediments to the mercy that you want to give me.
所以的话呢，我们唱这些歌的时候也是一样哈，不是呢不敢面对这些人物啊。他也是一些人物来的，而是呢哈，去呢真实的面对他，向他顶拜啊，并且哈恳求啊。
Everything being done with consciousness. Not that I'm singing this song and thinking about a TV show that I saw the other day.
我们实际所作所为的话呢，应该有自觉的做哈，而不是呢哈唱着歌呢去想着哈这个电视剧里面演什么东西。
And since we're on the subject, TV and karma, internet and movies just will destroy.All the millions of births it took to get to this human form of life and good association, that will destroy it.
All these TV,
TV movies,
karma,
internet.
那些呢哈，就是说呢，世俗的这种的哈，网络等等的话呢，会把我们哈这些好的东西哈，生生世世积累的好东西呢，都毁掉了。
I never watch movies, but once I was coming back from Brazil where I was preaching, and I was coming back to Srila Rupa Goswami's disappearance day on the swing festival. It was about 5 years ago. Yeah, I was coming back to Vrindavan.
那么呢，他说上次有一次哈，他从来是不看电影的，但是有一次从巴西也回来。返回到温达本哈，参加这个发布双面的影祭日，还有呢秋千节这个节日。
So they had a movie on in the airlines.
那么当时
in the airplane.
在呢哈，在飞机上呢，他们呢播放了哈电影的。
And it was about, you know, the typical love and violence, lust and violence.
那么是很很典型的哈，这种呢就是爱情剧的。
But it was Indians.
印度的哈，印度的。
So I let my mind tell me, well, it's India. It's like that's where Krishna's from. So I let my mind convince me not to hear anything, but to watch it for 5 or 7 minutes.
那么呢，我当时的话就觉得哈是印度的哈，是来自呢 Krishna 的地方哈。所以呢，我让我就放松了我的心意哈，让他呢去看了哈，去看了几分钟，六分六七分钟。
And then the guy got in a fight with the brother of his lover and.All of his bones got broken, and he was a big mess.
这里面呢，哈，就好像是兄弟啊，兄弟之间哈，争抢一个爱人吧，哈，互相呢打斗啊，哈，等等的这种场面。
And then, as I was sitting in the airplane, both Prabhupada and Gurudev appeared over my left shoulder, and they said, "Don't do it."
Really,
Miss Prabhupada. Yeah, I experienced their presence, and they were both saying that.
我能感觉到哈，布鲁德呢和帕帕德呢就在我身边呢，叫我不要做这个事情，不要再看。
And I said to myself, "No, this is my imagination. They're not really here."
啊，那我就自己对自己说哈，这是不是一个想象物哈？就觉得布鲁德和帕帕德在身边可能是个想象物的可能。
So then, we got off the plane in Delhi, and we took a taxi to Vrindavan.
啊，那么我到了德里的机场呢哈，坐了一个的士呢哈，前往 Vrindavan， 就从德里机场来这里。
And I was chanting my rounds the way I usually, what I do sometimes, with the song book on my lap and trying to look at some lines of the song and then think of the song as I was chanting.
那么当时我在车上唱诵的话，我往常的话呢，都是有时候看着歌书里面哈一些诗节、一些诗文的话呢，来冥想里面的意思哈来唱诵的。
But I kept having the picture in my mind of the guy with the broken bones and holding his lover after he got beaten.
那现在的话呢，脑子里面充满了我刚才看了电影那一幕幕了哈，就是那两个兄弟哈为了争抢爱人哈互相打斗。
And I said to myself, "No, I don't want these thoughts."
但是我自己告诉自己哈，我不想。
And I lamented that I watched the movie for a few minutes, but it was too late. I already did it.
那我呢很后悔自己呢哈看了这几分钟的电影哈，但是实际上为时已经晚了。
And then all of a sudden it started raining.Only for 5 minutes.
5 minutes rain.
It rained for 5 minutes.
下了五分钟的雨。
And during that time, the car skidded on the road and turned over 3 times.
那么这车呢哈就翻出了路面了哈，就在打滚了哈，滚出了这个路。
And I came out of the whole thing with a bunch of broken bones, and I couldn't move for months.
哦，那我呢哈，整个就是说。本身碎骨，我说本身碎骨哈，就说很多地方的这个骨折了，好几个月都不能动了，他就那一次。
So it's very, very dangerous to do these things. Because from the mind, Krishna says, whatever the mind's thinking about, that's the kind of body you get. So that's the kind of body I got.
Krishna 说了哈，你的心意哈，你想什么的话，你就得到什么身体。
Gurudev said once in a lecture in Badger that. Don't even look at posters. You know these big, purchase this or drink that or take this, go to this. Yeah, advertisements.
布雷甚至哈在那个 budget 在美国哈这个一个节日上就讲的哈，甚至不要看那些广告哈。
Because it will create impressions in you.
因为呢这些东西啊，这广告啊，帮助的哈给你的这留下印记。
It'll create impressions in you, and that will last for hundreds of thousands of lives. You'll have to.Live that thing.
然后呢，这会能花上的话，就是说千百万世的话呢，去然后脱离这种印记。
And he said, if you eat meat, then you have to get the nature of that animal.
就像你吃肉一样嘛，你获得了这个。
And then you become the animal.
而你会变得像他们一样。
So all these devotional activities that Srila Gurudev and Prabhupada and our Guru Parampara are giving us.
所以呢，这些训示哈，由我们 Gurudev 或是 Prabhupada 或是传信哈给予我们的。
They're very, very valuable for our life.
实际上对我们的这个灵修生命，这生命来说哈，都是非常有价值的。
And they'll save us from millions of births of all bad karma. They'll save us.
要么拯救我们哈，从千百万世哈这种的坏的恶报啊，从里面哈拯救出来。
Gurudev was giving a lecture a few years ago in Mathura.And he said that if you have all the money in the world, you cannot purchase 1 minute of what I'm telling you.
Gurudev 哈曾经在那马图拉哈这个讲经上呢讲到了，他说呢你们把全世界的财富啊都挪集在一起，都不能够呢买下哈我呢
So therefore Gurudev is always telling us, and the books are always telling us, to do everything with care and meditation and absorption and repentance.
所以 Gurudev 说你们要非常小心翼翼地做任何事情，包括这些冥想啊，这些忏悔啊等等的这些东西啊，灵修等等要非常小心翼翼的。
Does that answer the question, Champa Gurudev? Okay, thank you.
Lalit
Kumar Prabhu.
我发现有个问题，我们天堂的时候，就是我们唱诵了，我们绕拜佛啊，发现大家好像太散漫了，就是因为有时候那个乐器声呢盖住了那个歌声，很少，就是不是大家都一起跟着唱，很少，有些人在东边聊，那不太自由了，太散漫了。
你是说中国奉献者，还是说全世界，还是说在场的奉献者？
就是在场的奉献者，有时候会出现这么一个场面，就是说大家只是沉默的走，或者是也不一起来唱，这个氛围就出不来。
啊。
这个乐器声有时候都盖过了歌声。
你的问题是什么？
我的问题是有没有必要要请一些高阶奉献者去调和一下
？What's the question？
调和一下什么？
Oh, very good.
Very few people singing, actually, is the
okay. So, you all are Chinese and you all know yoga, right? Many of you know yoga. Some of you know yoga. I once took a class in yoga exercises about 20 years ago.
他说我呢，他讲到另外先讲这个命题先。他说呢，他20年前嘛，学过一些瑜伽。
And they were doing the Sarvasana exercise where you are relaxing.
那么做一些放松式哈。
And they said.Okay, now meditate on all the sounds in the room.
All the sounds. 那么这里有一个放松式呢，是冥想哈，这个空间里面的声音。
Like pipes, crickets, people breathing.
啊，比如说人的呼吸声呢哈，还有那 pipes。哦，这个那个哈，这个水管呢哈，那个水的流动声音。
So we all did that.
我们都做了这个事情。
And then they said, okay, now.Just meditate on one of those sounds.
那么现在开始呢，只冥想其中一个声音。
And block out all the other sounds.
把其他声音呢都屏蔽掉哈，都闭掉，还闭掉。
And we all did that.
那我们也可以做到这一点哈，都在做。
So I can just tell you from experience in the Gaudiya Mutt, this is not going to stop.
那我可以告诉你哈，这是Gaudiya庙的这个传统哈，就是乐器声的非常之庞大，非常之大，而且这个真是没法改变的。
So. Therefore, we can mentally block out whatever is an interference.
如果呢，你觉得这东西骚扰了你哈，就说这个乐器声很大，已经就很骚扰你的时候，你可以呢屏蔽掉它哈，用你的心意的力量呢把它闭掉，屏蔽掉。
And just concentrate on the song.
然后呢，把它这个你注意的专注在的这个歌唱上面。
And the main thing.
啊？什么？搞错意思啊！
我从来没有觉得这个乐器声骚扰，我是觉得有时候大家心不齐唱歌了，不是一起大家一起来唱，他们这个是太骚扰了。
Oh, it's that the people didn't focus on singing. It's like a branch minded, like a distracted minded. Yeah, I don't know. It's about the mood of the devotees not singing.
I would like to say something at this point.That as soon as we think that we can understand the mood of other devotees and criticize the mood of other devotees,
那么我可以讲他这个问题啊，就是说呢，一旦我们觉得哈，我们呢明白别人的这个哈心意啊，别人的心态，就奉献的心态，而且呢可以去呢哈，就批评他的时候
，immediately we lose all of our power of ability to advance in bhakti.
那么我们就立即丧失的话，我们在呢分外上呢前进的这个力量。
Rather, if I want to advance in bhakti,
相反的话，如果呢我们想在分外上呢去前进的话
，then I should think, following the footsteps of all of our previous acharyas and present acharyas, Srila Gurudev.
那么应该去跟随哈，过往的这些 acharya 和现在的 acharya 哈 Gurudev 的这个呢哈步伐。
That everybody here is engaged in Krishna consciousness except for me.
而是想着哈，在这里的所有人的话，都曾从事于呢哈不舍自觉的这个活动，而除了我之外。
Gurudev said, you shouldn't have any time.To criticize others, you should take all that time to criticize your own mind.
那么呢，姑爹说哈，你不要花任何时间哈去呢批评任何人呐、啊，去就是说讲任何人，而那是把所有时间哈来呢批评我们的心意。
I should just understand that it took me millions of births to get to this situation when I'm sitting in Giridhari Gaudiya Math in Govardhan.
我应该只是想着哈，花了我呢哈千百万世啊，我才来到了 Giridhari Gaudiya Math 这个庙上坐着。
Which is actually a manifestation of Gurudev's heart.
可以说呢，它是呢哈 Gurudev 的心啊的展示来的。
Because as was mentioned a few days ago, when Gurudev was a young man, he was doing bhiksha in this area and staying in this area. and Krishna was sending people to take care of him, even though he had no money, no shelter, no anything.
那么当时呢哈 Gurudev 年轻的时候呢，曾经在这个区域哈，就是哥瓦丹这个区域啊，去乞讨啊，就是化缘呢。因为当时的话呢，他也是一无所有的。那么 Krishna 当然的话，派了一些人来哈来照顾他。
And out of his appreciation for all the care that Krishna was doing, that Govardhan was doing, Gurudev wanted to manifest a temple.In glorification of Govardhan.
所以呢，为了哈呢，去呢哈，就是说去感激啊，曾经呢哈得到的这些帮助了，也就是这个哥瓦丹山哈这个帮助，必须的帮助呢，他呢在这个地方哈，就是说呢，展示了这个庙宇。
If I throw some water to an electrical wire that has like open ends, it's not insulated at the end.If I throw water up at the bare wire, then that electric current that happens from throwing up the wire comes back and hits me and I die instantly. So if I think badly about anybody,All the qualities of, that I'm criticizing immediately come in me.
那么如果的话，我们呢想着别人呢不好的地方哈，那么他身上所有的坏的东西呢都来到我们身上。
It may be that the person or group that I'm criticizing has those bad qualities.
那有可能哈，就是我批评那个人身上确实有这个毛病。
And it may be that they don't have the bad qualities.
或是哈，他没有这个坏毛病。
It doesn't make any difference.
那都没有分别的哦，不管他有没有这个坏毛病。
All those bad qualities will come in me.
那么你所批评的这个坏毛病的话呢，会来到我们身上。
There's a story that Gurudev tells about a brahmana and a prostitute.
那么 Gurudev 讲到一个故事哈，讲那个婆罗门和一个妓女的故事。
The brahmana left everything, his wife, his home.To go to the forest to perform bhajan.
那么当时呢，这个婆罗门哈放弃了，就是抛家弃子了哈，就回到森林里面去呢哈，去灵修啊。
And by the will of providence, his place of meditation was nearby to a brothel, a prostitute house.
那么呢，因为命运的安排的话，他灵修的地方的话呢，刚好靠近一个妓女哈，这个呢，像妓院哈，就是说一个妓女住的地方。
And he would see the prostitute and the prostitute's clients.Passing by him to go back and forth.
那么他天天呢就见到哈这些呢就嫖客哈，就是妓女的这些顾客了哈，天天呢哈来来往往的从到他家去。
So his chanting became like this.
因此呢，他唱诵呢变成了类似这样子。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
那唱诵哈就是。
Understand. So, in the meantime, whenever the prostitute would pass by him, she would be thinking, "Oh, what a saintly brahmana!" And she'd offer her pranams and think, "He's so pure, and I'm so sinful. I wish I could be like him."
那么这个妓女的话呢，哈，却是另外一种的哈。她每次呢，哈，路过走过这个婆罗门哈，在地方的话呢，都向着很恭敬的顶拜哈，就觉得自己很自责哈，说自己呢，哈，是个妓女啊。说而呢哈，对方呢是个婆罗门，很恭敬的哈，这种心态，而希望自己能够哈 有一天呢也像这样子的。
So then as the years went by, as happens to everybody, they both got old and then it came to the time of death coming.
那么哈，多年过后了哈，就像就是说呢，像他们呢两个人都年纪大了哈，就死亡了，面对死亡了。
So the Yamadutas came to the Brahmana.
那么阎罗王的鬼族哈，就来到了这个呢哈婆罗门那里。
To bring him to hell.
把他呢带到地狱里面去。
And he said, wait, what's going on here? You should get that, the prostitute. Well, you came to the wrong person. So he said, no, because you were meditating on the prostitute and all her bad qualities. All the bad qualities of the prostitute came into you by the bridge of consciousness. And for the prostitute, the Vishnu Dutas came to bring her to Vaikuntha because she was always repenting and lamenting and wishing that she could be pure.
那么呢，这个妓女的话呢，哈，是呢，哈 ，Vishnu Dutta 就是呢，就 Vishnu 这个使者哈，来到他那里，要把他带到呢，哈，这个呢 ，Vaikuntha 星宿了，因为呢，他因为他老是呢，哈，很尊重哈，恭敬啊，这个呢，婆罗门，而且呢，老想着哈，自己有一天呢，也像他那样纯粹。
So some of the devotees performed a drama of this history before Gurudev and about 500 devotees on his England world tour some years ago.
那么几年前的话呢，一些奉献者的话呢，关于这一段呢，这个舞台剧哈，表演了这一段舞台剧。
And then Gurudev commented at the end, "This is not just a drama or a story. This really happened."
那么 Gurudev 说哈，就在呢表演完之后呢，就有个评论的话，他说你不要以为这是一个就是一个戏剧啊，实际上这种事情是真实发生的，在一直在发生这种事情。
Another more recent history that Gurudev told was about Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
那么最近的一个历史呢，就是呢 Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati。
One of his disciples went to a certain city and preached a lot and was able to start a preaching center.
那么当时呢，他有一个门徒了，去一个地方哈，开辟那个传教了哈，当时呢就要准备呢，创建一个就是一个传教中心了。
And gradually more devotees came.
然后呢，很快呢哈，有些人呢就来了，越来越多的人来了。
And they wanted to have a big installation ceremony for new deities.
那么当时呢，他们想要给一些神像安置新的神像开光啊，神像开光。
So they invited Srila Prabhupada himself to come to perform the installation.
那么当时呢，邀请他们的灵性导师哈，巴基斯坦的 Saraswati Prabhupada 的来呢，参与这个呢神像开光仪式。
And he came and he sat down. He said, "Where's that original brahmachari?"
那么这个呢哈，帕帕德的话呢，当时来的那时候就问了哈，这个来这里开辟这个传教运动的这个哈，原先这个 brahmachari 哈，去哪去了？
So they said, "Well, he used to be a good brahmachari, but then he got too much association with the lady. Yeah, we got rid of him."
那么说，他说哈，之前呢他是个 brahmachari 的哈，后来呢跟女人呢哈缠在一起的，现在呢哈我们已经把他踢开了哈，让他滚蛋。
So Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, "You kicked him out. You got rid of him." With so much blood, of my own blood, it takes me to make a devotee, and you just kick him out?
那么帕帕德就说了哈，你们这样子就把一个人哈踢走了，而我呢哈，用我多少心血哈，才能让一个人呢来修行啊？你们这样子就把他呢，就是说撵出去了。
If you don't find him and bring him back here, I'm leaving this place, and I'm not interested in installing any deities.
如果呢哈，你们呢不把他给我找回来哈，我立即呢离开这个地方哈，我不想在这个地方安置任何神像。
So then they became so repentant.
所以呢，这些神兄弟哈，就是说呢，就非常的哈，就是说忏悔了，就是说自己这种行为。
And they went to look for him, and one of the devotees found him.
然后呢，后来哈，就去找这个奉献者了哈。最后呢，有个神兄弟终于找到他了，找到了那个就是已经被撵走的哈，这个奉献者。
And he was working in a wrist watch factory.
哦，那么当时呢，他在一个瑞士的就一个。修表的哈，表厂里面工作，一个做表的。
And the devotee who found him fell at his feet. He said, "Oh, please forgive us. We did such a bad thing. Guru Maharaj wants to see you. He chastised us."
那么呢哈，这奉献者呢就拜倒在他的足下，就说了哈，请呢就是原谅我们这个冒犯哈，就是说我们的就是说呢批评你等等的冒犯你。然后呢，因为Guru Maharaj 就是说灵性导师哈想见见你。
So immediately that brahmachari or ex-brahmachari, whatever, he began to weep. He said, "Oh, my Guru Maharaj is calling me. He's so merciful." And immediately he ran to the temple to fall down at his lotus feet.
那么这个 brahmachari 哈，之前的这个 brahmachari 就是已经堕落这个 brahmachari 哈，就 就哭起来了哈，就说呢，我的灵性导师哈在叫我，在呼唤我，我呢就是说呢，冒犯很大，然后呢他就回到了那个庙里面去。
And then as soon as he fell down at Prabhupada's feet, Prabhupada blessed him, and instantly all of his anarthas disappeared.
那么当时呢哈，
by the power of Guru.
祝福他，以他灵性导师哈这种力量祝福他的话呢，他所有这些 anarthas 所有这些罪孽全部呢就清除掉了。
I made a CD of all the lectures that I could remember from Prabhupada and Gurudev called How to Be Free from Criticism and Resentment and things like that.
实际上呢，我他是那个小曼弟弟哈，就做了一个碟子的哈，专门呢是讲的从帕帕德和呢朱德然后各种的言谈呢，这各种哈场合里面谈到的如何去免于批评啊哈，这个呢这个 CD。
I also gave a similar class in Hong Kong last time Gurudev was there.
南宁哈那批奉献者来的时候，当时的话呢，在场的时候2006年吧。那么呢，小马尔弟弟呢也讲到了类似的内容。
So then, if you can find out who has that, it would have Chinese translations. Otherwise, if anybody wants to, you can translate that one that we gave in New Zealand. And it's very like these stories that I mentioned just now.
那么当时的话，我在讲的时候呢，应该是有中文翻译的。如果能够找到那个，到时候碟子我可以给大家。而且，要不的话呢，他可以把哈新西兰的一些讲课呢，我给大家。
Any last question?
这个问题有没有？
请 Krishna Prabhu。哦 ，no。
我想请问啊，我因为那个来自北京的，他今天告诉我，他说哈，他好像在那个。他可以感受到有一些很大的能量在他身上，但是呢，他说这个能量呢，对他来讲说很难受。我不知道说这个能量，如果说是应该是正面的，如果正面的应该很舒服，但他有些难受。
He said one Beijing devotee get initiation and he feels some uncomfortable in the heart in some place. He said that if this initiation should be like a, you know, should have a good influence on yourself, should not be like a negative reaction in your body, you know.
Someone
got Beijing. One Beijing devotee got initiation here. He got some problems in the heart, you know, some disturbance, some pain, something.
Some
energy also. Energy.
Going
to his heart and he feel like painful, huh? 还没够，但三种是否吧？懒散哦 ，feel uncomfortable. He said if this energy is like a good one, it should feel comfortable, should feel very, you know, comfortable. It's not should be like a, you know, pain or something.
That's a very nice question.
那这个问题很好。
Do all of you know how to make ghee?
你们知道怎么做那个酥油吗？哈，这么用的酥油啊，他们点灯哈，供灯的时候用的酥油，大家知道怎么做？
You all know about ghee. Ghee is when you have a big pot and you put butter in it, and gradually all the impurities of the butter come out to the top, and you scrape it off, and then you have beautiful golden ghee.
那么那酥油的话怎么做的哈？是用那奶油啊，然后呢加热后呢，好上面浮的一些东西哈，把它捞出来后，那么下面就是黄灿灿的哈，金黄色的这个 ghee 哈，这种酥油啊。
So, the person who's stirring the butter that's becoming ghee, he sees that a wonderful thing is happening.
那么那个搅拌呢，这个奶油哈，准备做就是说做酥油那个人的话呢，他看到了一个呢很棒的一件事实哈，正在呢完成。
This horrible kind of brown and white sudsy kind of stuff is coming to the top, and then he's very nicely taking them away.
然后呢，这些灰灰白白的哈，这些不好的东西的话呢哈，就浮油上浮上来了哈，浮到了这个呢油面上，然后呢，它可以然后逐个呢把它捞起来，捞出来扔掉。
But if you're the butter that's being stirred and all these horrible things are coming up, then the butter doesn't know what's happening. He's thinking, what's going on here? I was better off before.
那么这个奶油呢，可能就不知道了哈，怎么回事哈？这么多哈乌烟瘴气的，或是呢哈脏东西哈浮起来，他不知道怎么回事哈？是不是以前的哈？就是说 ，what's happening? What's the butter thing?
The butter is thinking that all these horrible things are happening to me.
Yeah, 他说怎么回事哈？怎么这么糟糕的事情要发生在我身上
？But actually, a good thing is happening.
但实际上是一个很好的事情哈，在发生的。
So similarly, we're like the butter, and when we come in contact with the bona fide spiritual master, he starts putting the heat on and stirring things up so that all of our millions of births of impurities come to the surface. We didn't know that they were there before. And then the spiritual master takes them all away. Another example is that when you start sweeping the floor, that's when you see the dirt. You didn't see the dirt before you started sweeping.
那么就像我们的哈清洁呢，这个屋子一样哈，扫这个屋子，就清洁这些哈泥土等等的。
So a good thing is happening, but looks like for a few minutes it looks like something worse is happening.
那么一开始的时候呢哈，因为扬起了灰尘嘛哈，好像看起来好像更糟糕了哈，比以前更糟糕了，因为以前没有扫的时候是没有什么灰尘的，但是一扫的话现在灰尘多了，好像一开始觉得哈，好像呢比怎么以前还糟糕了。
My Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj.Once said that if a devotee gets a cut finger, he should think, oh, my whole arm was actually destined to be amputated. But instead, because I've taken shelter of a bona fide guru, it just came out like a little cut finger.
那么他的灵性导师哈，圣帕帕德的曾经说过的哈，如果呢你被的哈被刀子划了一下，刮了一下的话呢，你一定想着哈，你整个。
If a rich man's son, this is called the summary of the law of karma.
Summary of the law.
I mean, just you get only a little bit of what you really deserve. Another analogy is that a rich man's son commits a crime.
就像有一个另外一个比喻的话呢，就是一个富人家的儿子哈，就做了犯了一个罪。
And he should go to jail or pay $100,000 in a fine.
那么他应该可能要下要蹲监狱哈，要交罚款的哈。
But because his father is a rich man, he's in the inner circle of government politics, and so he knows the high court judge.
那么那是因为呢哈，他家是很富有的，他父亲呢哈。跟一些政界的人哈，那圈子呢靠得很近，知道的哈，这个法院的法官啊，比如等等哈。
And the judge is thinking, I should fine him $100,000, but because he's my friend's son, I can't.
那么那这个法官会说哈，可能我应该罚他10万块钱哈，10万美元的，但是呢哈，因为他是我朋友的儿子哈，现在他下不了手了。
But I have to fine him something, so okay, I'll fine him 1 penny.
那么呢，当然哈，也要罚款的哈。那么最后呢，罚了一个 one penny， 一个铜板，就一个铜板钱样子。
So the rich man is the spiritual master. The rich man's son is the disciple, and the judge is Krishna. So Krishna is giving a very little bit of what we really deserve as far as sinful reactions go.
所以呢哈，这个有钱人的话呢，就是 Guru Dev 哈，就真正的灵性导师的哈，真正的在世名师 Sadguru。那么而这个哈儿子的话呢，就是这个哈这个导师的哈门徒啊，而这个法官的话呢，就是呢 Krishna。
Also, there's a very nice verse that Guru Dev often quotes, and he said, "Always keep this verse in your heart."
那么还有一个世界哈，是 Guru Dev 呢经常引用的，他说呢哈，把这个世界留在你们心中。
Tatena kampam shushumikshamanam punjana evatmakritam vipakam ridvavapurvir vidadam namaste jiveta jomuktipade sadayabhak. For the devotee, whatever suffering he experiences, he sees it as the mercy of the Lord.
那么呢，不管他奉献者遭遇任何东西，他都看成了是至尊主的仁慈。
Knowing that Krishna is giving him that suffering as a little bit of what he actually deserves because of his past sins and offenses.
而且知道哈，因为呢过往的罪孽的话呢 ，Krishna 所给予的东西哦，已经只是呢哈他业报应该承受的一点点而已。
And in order to become fully detached from this world, Krishna may give some inconvenience or suffering.
那么为了让我们哈能够呢完全免于哈不再去依恋这个世界呢 ，Krishna 给予我们一点点的苦头吃。
So he increases his enthusiasm and offering of obeisances with his body, mind, and words and heart.
然后呢，他让他哈增加他的这种的哈这种呢这种热切之心哈，让他呢全身心的哈，就是说呢把身体啊、心意等等的哈供奉出去。
And such a person becomes the rightful heir to the kingdom of God.
那么这种人才有资格哈，来到呢这个神的国度啊。
Does that have, there's many, many other examples, but is that clear enough so far?
那么还有其他的很多例子的哈，我不知道这个问题有没有呢清楚的回答了你。
He can also think, well, I hurt somebody's heart by something that I said. So Krishna's doing something to give me a little heart pain to show me not to hurt anybody else's heart. There's always positive ways to think about everything that Krishna and Guru are doing.
那么有时候呢，我们感觉到哈一些心痛的感觉，也应该知道哈，我们也可能哈曾经呢伤害别人的心啊，而 Krishna 给予这种东西给我们哈，让我们去呢去的，就是说能够去呢知道这些这种感受。
So thank you very much. It's very inspiring for me to have your association. You're all very sincere and pure. Translate.
他说呢哈，感谢大家哈，然后他说你们都很诚恳。
Yeah, oh, Uttam Prabhu wanted to say something too.
She's illiterate. She don't know how to chant the Gayatri. No one dare to teach her the Gayatri mantra. She's illiterate. She don't read even the Chinese character.
Oh, you know what? I was thinking that I would like to have a meeting for all languages just on that subject. Of the Gayatri Mantra, not to say the Gayatri Mantra, but to discuss various things that Gurudev talked about.
But she asked what about the chant, you know, you could not chant now, even get the Gayatri Mantra for several days.
But somebody can go over it with her and say it, and then she can say it back.
Right. Don't know how to chant.
But how does she read anything else?
No, just hearing, no reading anything.
Yeah, unfortunately, as Maharaj mentioned, Gurudev won't allow us to record it.
就说呢，因为呢，该什曼陀罗是不能够了哈录音的，就说就像是他们教你，也不能够录音录下来给你再重复去听。
But what I can suggest is if you have several friends who have the Diksha mantras, then they can each give you a little bit of time.
那么你如果有几个朋友哈，每个人呢教你一段，就是说呢，给点时间给你，然后呢教你。
Get one line down, keep repeating it and repeating it, then ask the next devotee, then the next devotee, did I get it right, did I get it right? And they can keep saying it until you get it, and then go on to the next one and do that.
So
they can talk about it with any other devotee who has diksha.
They can teach them the pronunciation.
Yeah. Right? Few words at a time.
Yeah,
in a special case. Maharaj will figure out how to help her.
Maharaj 可能会问一下 Gurudev 哈，一般的话呢，曼陀罗是不能够呢整段的哈，就是说呢，这样大声的念出来的。可能哈是一个字一个。
A lot of illiterate people. Oh, then yeah, it's a good point of discussion with Gurudev. Wow.
我的音也没发，也发不好。
What'd you say?
He said he didn't got the proper pronunciation.
Yeah, so Maharaj will ask Gurudev.
I'm going to talk to Shri Gurudev about it and see if he will allow us to have some special arrangements.
Yeah.
那么他会跟顾姐说一下，有没有一些，就是比如说一些不认识字的人哈，怎么办？这种学习。
Uttam Krishna Prabhu, did you want to say something? One minute.
Okay. We saw that in Suramipuri, we buy bad parts of Suramipuri and all the upper is going away. Then we buy friends, you know, the other Vaishnava.
You know Vaishnava upper?
Yeah, Vaishnava upper. So, is it always worth going about that in Vaishnava upper?
What?
In Tikbab, in Swabi.
Yeah.
Can he wash away all this Vaishnava upper?
So that's a nice question.
那么我们前几天我们经过一个地方叫 Surabikun 的这个地方哦，这个地方的话呢是可以清除的所有罪业的，包括呢最严就是严重的了这个 Vaishnava 的哈，就对 Vaishnava 的冒犯。那么呢 Uttam Prabhu 的这个问题就是说呢，是不是沐浴过后呢就能够清除是吧？这个 Vaishnava。
It has the power to wipe away all sins and all offenses.
那么这个湖的话呢，是有能力哈，能够清除呢所有的这些呢哈罪孽以及的冒犯的。
And it has the power to wipe away the tendency to make more offenses.
而且呢哈，也可以清除呢我们哈做出更多冒犯的这种倾向，就内心那种倾向。
At the same time, if I don't do something to rectify the offenses that I'm committing, make an endeavor, like begging pardon from somebody that I offended.
Don't do
something additionally. If I just think, okay, well, it doesn't matter that I committed offenses, I'll just bathe and then all my offenses will go away.
如果呢，我们觉得哈，哎，我做了冒犯，我只要到那个湖里面去洗一次就行了哈，不用呢做出一些努力哈，说呢要呢，说要向别人哈恳求别人的原谅哈等等的这些呢，这些动作不做出来的话。
Then that seems like it would be namnad balad jashahi papa budi.The seventh offense in chanting the holy name, that I'll just go on offending and then the name will just keep getting rid of my offenses.
那么这呢就类似于呢哈圣名唱诵圣名的第七个冒犯里面讲的哈，就是说以圣名的力量呢行恶样，就是说呢哦你就唱诵圣名哈，知道圣名可以清除罪孽，你就唱诵圣名，然后呢继续做冒犯，这类似于这种状态。
So the holy waters.Have the power to take away offenses and also have the power to give us the purity to repent and beg forgiveness for offenses.
那么这个哈圣水就圣河的话，然后圣水的话呢，可以给我们的哈清洁我们罪孽，也可以给我们的这种纯洁啊，以去我呢，让我们呢能够去呢忏悔，或者是呢能够呢去祈求呢宽恕。
Jagai and Madai receive special mercy from Lord Nityananda Prabhu.
那我们在 Jagai Madai 这个逍遥时光里面，就是知道了哈，他从呢 Mahaprabhu 那里得到了特殊的仁慈的。
And at the same time, with their body, mind, and words, they, in order to repent for their sinful activities, they built a ghat for devotees to bathe in, and took the foot dust of the devotees.So the two things went on simultaneously, Lord Nityananda's mercy and their endeavor.
那么这里面呢，还有一个，就逍遥时光里面还提到一段呢，就是后来呢，哈，马代啊，加盖的话呢，他们做了一个河梯的，就亲自哈去挖一个河梯啊，来供呢，哈，那个奉献者用啊，以呢去恳求所有来这个河梯来沐浴的人呢，这原谅，就他们无意或有意做的冒犯哈，都给他们的这个呢宽恕啊。那么这实际上呢，就是说呢，两者都有的，一个是弥天那佛的仁慈，还有他们自己的努力啊。包括身体啊、心意啊，以及呢，哈，就是说呢，言辞啊方面的这个努力。
And if I'm too embarrassed or proud to beg forgiveness for my offense, then I can pray to Surabikun to give me the power.
那么如果呢，我们觉得
the freedom from the obstacle to be able to do that.
没有这种很，或心里面很骄傲哈，不想去做这一步的话，不想去恳求别人的这个宽恕原谅。那么我们也可以向 Surabikun 哈祈求呢，能够获得哈这种呢内心的力量。
Gurudev said, just like it's stated that the holy name does everything. You don't have to do any other activity except for chanting the holy name, and that will bring you back to Godhead.
虽然 Guru Dev 提到了哈，圣名的话呢可以成就一切，就是说你不需要做别的东西，你只要唱诵圣名就能够呢回归哈神手。
But that doesn't mean that I do any nonsense and then the holy name brings me back to Godhead.
但是这并不意味着哈，你可以呢就是胡作非为哈，然后唱诵圣名就能够呢回归神手，并不是这个意思的。
He explained that what happens is the holy name brings me to the different opportunities and gives me the power to take advantage of the opportunities to go back to Godhead.
而是呢说唱诵圣名哈，可以呢给我制造很多机会哈，这机会呢将导致呢我呢能够得以呢回归。
For example, the holy name will bring me to the conviction that I'm not going to take anything but Krishna Prasadam.
比如说呢，哈，唱诵圣名一段时间后呢，你就也心里面有一个确定的感觉，哈，就说一个决心吧，就说呢，我不会呢吃呢 Prasadam 以外的任何东西。
The holy name will bring me to the understanding I need a guru, I should take diksha.
比如说唱诵圣名一段时间后呢，你会有一种呢哈，一种感觉说呢，我现在需要一个灵性导师哈，我需要接受第二次洗礼。
So still the holy name is doing everything, but other things are happening by the influence of the holy name.
所以呢，当然哈，这里面的哈这些东西的话呢，也是由圣名来做的哈，只是呢，就是由圣名的力量而影响的话呢，我们哈得到这种机会呢，去呢逐渐的哈修正自己的一些东西的。
So one influence of Surabhi Kund may be that I get the strength.To kick out my false ego, which tells me not to beg forgiveness.
那么呢，在苏拉比坤的沐浴的话呢，可能会给我们另外一个效果呢，就是说呢，我们能够把我的假我放下来哈，而去呢哈，真心的恳求呢别人的这个就是说原谅哈，祈求别人的原谅。
Does that make sense? Does that answer the question?
这个有没有回答？回答没？
Not, no.
No. Okay.
You wanted something further?
你还是想啊，等一下，还想更进一步的回答这个问题吗？就关于哈，就是说，这个苏拉比坤的能够请求冒法的这个问题。
Because
ask Sir Bikun to help you say it. There's something called, here's the thing. Gurudev gave an analogy about that whether the chanting is done unconsciously or neglectfully, in any way that you chant, you get liberation.
Just when you chanting the holy names in any way, like joking like that.
Yeah, you get liberation.
那么我们呢，其实也讲到一个比喻，就是说唱诵圣名的话呢，不管以开玩笑的方式哈，以呢一种呢，就是说呢一种啊，无意之间、有意之间哈，唱诵圣名都可以给你解脱。我们有什么哈，经典也没有这种说法的。
A devotee is presenting this to Gurudev.
那么曾经有个奉献者的话呢，问了 Gurudev 这个问题哈，说圣名能够不管是有意之间唱啊，无意之间唱，或者是开玩笑唱，都可以让你解脱。
So the devotee is telling Gurudev that sometimes the scripture says this, but And another scripture says you have to consciously be free from the 10 offenses.
但是呢，有个经典里面又讲到哈，你必须呢唱诵圣名，必须免于哈这十项冒犯，你才能够得到这个效果。
So Gurudev said that when Kunti was a young girl, Durvasa Muni came to her palace.
那么 Gurudev 讲到一个笑史观哈，讲到昆蒂皇后呢，在年轻的时候呢，有 Durvasa Muni 哈这个圣者来到她家里面的。
And she served him very nicely. So he blessed her that you will marry a very wonderful devotee and you'll get powerful and beautiful sons that will be victorious everywhere. This was a blessing that this would happen. So, Durvasa Muni has the power to make things happen.
那么当然，这是圣哲哈，多瓦萨穆尼对这昆蒂皇后哈，这个在年轻时候啊，还没出嫁之前呢，给了这个祝福给她的，她也有这种能力来让这个事情发生的。
So then Gurudev said, but at the same time, she had to learn from her mother how to serve her husband, how to be in the palace and do different duties. Then she had to get married. Then she had to get pregnant. Then she had to raise her children. And then they became what it said.
但是呢，姑爹讲到哈，她也要向她母亲学习哈，如何呢为人，就是说为人妻哈，为人母啊，就是说在要学习这东西哈，如何在宫殿里面生活啊，然后生了孩子啊，还要十胎这个十个月的怀胎哈，还要呢怎么样子带这个孩子等等，她要一路的学习才能得到呢，多阿生母女祝福的这个东西的，就是说呢哈，嫁个好丈夫，然后呢得了那么好的孩子，她要做很多东西的。
So the blessing took its effect, but it took effect.By engaging her in various activities to go through the motions to bring it to that point.
所以呢，实际上呢，这个祝福的哈，这个结果是在那里的。但是呢，依然呢，她经历了这么多东西哈，来呢，来得到了这个结果，她也是不是说是在那里等的。
Is that more helpful? Fully? It's okay for now.
那么刚才呢，这个师姐问的问题就是说呢，如果呢我们没有机会洗澡的话呢，做 Archman 呢，这个效果是不是一样的？ She asked whether, if you don't have chance to take bath, you just do Archman and doing your, you know, things, is the same effect?
Everything depends on, the heart with which it's done.
那么这取决于你的心态的哈，你的心意就是你当时做的时候是什么样的心意。
If somebody's taking Archman.With the meditation that I was saying at the beginning of the discussion.
如果一个人做阿曼的时候呢，这个心态哈是刚才呢就是弟弟的提到了哈，这个心态是一样的时候。
Weeping in gratitude and prayer and repentance.
哦，以一种呢哈感激啊或祈祷啊哈，一种呢哈就是说呢一种呢忏悔的心态呢去做。
And thinking of the past times that this water contains.Literally contains the pastimes because it has the, it may have the sandalwood paste that the gopis and Krishna wore while they were doing their water pastimes, may have the makeup of the gopis, or the dust of the lotus feet of the gopis.
那么冥想哈，这些圣水或者圣泥里面呢，拥有这些东西哈，逍遥时光里面呢，比如说呢哈，这里面可能有 Krishna 身上的檀香香叶在里面，或是呢 Radhani 哈身上的这些呢哈。就是说呢，他装扮啊，打扮的这些呢哈，这些就是这本呢哈，身上一些东西啊，在里面，或者是呢，他们有水上的逍遥时光啊，等等，在里面展示。你如果你能够冥想这些东西的话
，And at the same time he's lamenting that for some reason or other I can't take bath。
而与此同时呢哈，去呢就是说呢，去有一种呢哈，悲叹然后说我因为一些原因哈，我不能够在里面呢哈，就是沐浴。
Then he can make more benefit than somebody who's taking bath and thinking, I'm so advanced, I'm taking bath, I'm a great swimmer.
那么这种心态的话呢，比那些哈下水去沐浴而呢心态呢很骄傲哈，说我很了不起哈，我在这里沐浴还在里呢哈，很好的就游泳了哈，就那这种心态呢，他得东西更多。
It depends on the consciousness.
所以取决于我们做这事情当时哈这种自觉状态。
I can also put the water on my arms.
我可以把这水哈放在我的这个手臂上。
But like if I have a cold, maybe I can't take bath, but then I lament and repent.
有的人感冒的话不能下水，那他可能哈会呢，就是说呢，在那里呢哈，就是说呢很悲伤的悲叹。
Does that answer the question? Say that again.Power of repentance.
那么当时呢，在呢佛教法堂里面有一段逍遥时光讲的，这个 Parish 大军的话，曾经呢在外面呢，在森林里面巡游的时候，他去到一个圣人呢，这个呢灵修的地方，当时这个圣人在冥想，他用一个死的舌头蛇啊哈，一条死蛇呢挂在他的胸前呢，那么因此呢，但是呢后来的话呢也忏悔了，那帕帕的曾经在呢这个药子里面哈评论的时候呢讲到了，一个人哈这个忏悔的话呢可以呢哈燃烧了所有的罪孽，就说你如果是真心的忏悔哈， 真心的唱，真心唱的话呢，那么可以呢，把所有的罪孽哈都消除掉，都包掉。
You
can burn all the ash, all the sins by the sincere repentance.
Gopremanandi Hari Hari Bo Panchakavati Vyastukavisanabhavacha. Thank you again for your kind association.